Greetings. I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Let's see if our U93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper
and Drew Jacy. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
I'm not sure.
Right on, that was Grizzly Bear with their track Ready Able off of their 2009 album, The Catemist. What'd you think of that, Nick?
Yeah, I'm still not, haven't listened to a lot of Grizzly Bear, just their recent album, Painted Ruins, I believe. So it's really nice that you're choosing all these back catalog tracks for our Good Centuries to listen to and for me to discover more of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually first heard, I believe that was the first song that I heard from Grizzly Bear. That was probably back in 2011, 2012. And I don't know, huge, huge wave of deja vu the first time I heard that song. Like, where have I heard this before? And I couldn't quite recall. Maybe I was convincing myself that that was the case, but it's been true love ever since.
Nice. Are they a major influence on you, your own music?
Yeah, it may not be obvious, like with the music that I've kind of shared with people. Actually, I don't think it's really obvious in any of the music that I write. But yeah, Ed Drost, is a big influence. You know, I don't know. They're like dream music. That's kind of
pastoral, I think, as well. Like, it's very dreamy.
Mm-hmm. That was a good good adjective. Yeah, sure, good adjective. Yeah, so that was Grizzly Bear with their track Ready Able. And
or actually, something we can tell everyone. I don't know if you listeners noticed at the beginning, but today I'm letting Drew be the master overseer, seeing the soundboard here for the show today.
I've now upgraded to the status of big kid, and I feel like a grown up because I get to sit behind the board and make sure things don't go up in flames, and we're doing all right so far.
Yes, I guess we did have that little I was using the wrong microphone at the beginning because I'm not used to being kind of like the sidekick. But in like doing all the radio stuff. But yeah, I think it's going well so far.
Yeah. I just want to say I was in the UC Center in Guelph University, and some fella started having a seizuring. He fell and smashed his face on the ground. Everyone just kind of froze, and I jumped over there and held his head, kept him on his side, and called the ambulance. And some guy comes over and announces that he's a med student or something and starts taking his time snapping on his gloves and, you know, asking this poor fellow who's, you know, convulsing on the ground what his name is and all that, while trying to keep him on his back. I just want to point out that is a huge no-no. If anyone ever sees someone having a seizure, please do not let them go on their back. Keep them on their side and put something soft under their head or hold their head so they don't, you know, further concuss themselves. I mean, I shouldn't be too hard on this guy because maybe it was his first time like responding to something like that, but I was just a little floored with how much time he took to put his gloves on and you know, his efforts to keep this guy in the incorrect position, which could have, you know, led to him choking on his tongue or anything like that. So,
yeah, like with you've talked to me about that, I think it's really impressive that you were able to help him at all and like jump into action. I like give you compliments for that, Drew.
Well, thanks. This is the second time it's happened in the last few months, I guess. I was working at a place in town, I guess at the beginning of the year. I don't work there anymore, but someone cut themselves in the kitchen and fainted and started having a seizure as well. And I don't know, it's just kind of, it's not funny at all, but you know, two within the same year. I guess it's a denser population. Lots of folks here. It's a university town or city, so it's more likely to happen. But yeah, I'm glad the ambulance were hasty with, you know, showing up, and they arrived promptly, I should say, and you know, they took this fellow away on a stretcher, and you know, that was that. But I hope he is going to be okay, because apparently it was his third seizure in 2 weeks or something like that. So
yes, I hope for the best for his recovery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, folks, you see someone having a seizure, just keep them on their sides and keep something soft under their head. Two good rules of thumb. Keep one rule on each thumb. Mm-hmm. That aside, I believe, Nick, you have... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited for this next track. Haven't played enough of them, this classic prog band. One of my favorites. Yes, that's the name of the band, yes. Actually, when I was just checking before the SMK started, that it's actually... we're going to play off one of their most maybe celebrated as well as controversial albums. It's their 1973 album, Tales from Topographic Oceans. Or actually, first, Drew, have you listened to any Yes songs at all?
Yes. See how that works?
Yes.
It would have been funny either answer I had, yes or no. Yeah, my stepfather is a huge Yes fan. So I mean, I never got too far into them. I was never a diehard or anything, but I do enjoy their style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for this album in particular, why it's so both celebrated and controversial is because it's a double album. But there's only four tracks, and each track clocks in at over 20 minutes, which was and is impressive. And I've never heard of any other musician or group attempting this again that I've heard of.
It's like 20 something minute tracks.
Yeah, right. Like on, so it fits one side of a vinyl, so it's two vinyls. One song per side of the vinyl. Mm. Yeah, it's, and also it was released in 1973, December 7th. So it was released 45 years ago, just a few days from now, or before.
45 years ago. Surviving the test of time is Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are still out there. They're actually, now another thing to bring up, they have celebrated their 50th anniversary being a band in an incarnation in one way or another. Currently, I guess there's two Yes bands, but it's impressive to see bands still duking it out after so many years. And after, for Yes, there was a few hiatuses and different band members coming in and out. So kudos to them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I don't know if they are still working on new music. They're still touring a lot. Would like to see what new stuff they might potentially have, or how they'll mix up their live stuff, live music. I think we should get into that track right now. So one of my favorite tracks from it, Tales from Topographic Oceans, is The Revealing Science of God, Dance of the Dawn. And this, we're using a CD version of it, which was it's the 2016 stereo version mixed by Stephen Wilson. Yes, in The Revealing Science of God.
sing these cast spells of challenge, amused but real in thought. We fled from the sea. Dawn of thought transferred through moments of days and the searching earth revealing corridors of time, provoking memories disjointed but with purpose. Craving penetrations offer links with the self-instructor's sharp and tender love. As we took to the air a picture of the stars. Dawn of our power. Used expression has only to teach us to reveal passion, chasing latent corners, and we dance from the ocean. Dawn of love sent within us, colors of awakening among the many want to follow. Only tunes of a different age, as the links span our endless caresses for the freedom of life everlasting.
Hi, this is Will Geraldo from Violent Attitude, if noticed, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
That was Yes, in the revealing Science of God, Dance of the Dawn, from their 1973 album, Tales from Topographic Oceans.
Very, very ahead of their time, I would say. You can, listening back to all these early prog bands, you can really kind of pick out the little influences that may have, rubbed off on the newer artists, the new prog artists, you know, like Dream Theater and, who have you, what have you.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, trying to do something different, I think, and that's the spirit of prog at its essence, trying to make something different, sound something different. And doing crazy things like making a double album with four songs on it, clocking in at 20 minutes each.
I wonder how long that took them to write.
Actually, I did have info on that. It might be, I have the liner notes here. Mm-hmm. It might be, it was only maybe a few months actually, because they were used to playing or composing such long songs like Close to the Edge, Roundabout, Heart, Rise of the Sunrise one, I forget. Such a fan I am.
It happens.
It's been a while, so it's nice to be able to play them today, and hopefully maybe next week as well, because I want to continue celebrating a bit. So speaking of actually contemporary progressive artists, I have said it on the show before that Jeremy Dutcher is made a great album this year it's with such meaning and strength to it. Wolastokiek Lintuek Anawa. That's the name of his debut album, self-release.
Very well done, Nick.
Yes, I've had a few months now getting that album title pronounced correctly.
Mm-hmm. What language is that? Is it Anishinaabe?
No, it's his group's language, Wolastoq. Yeah, Wolastoq.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, I wanted to play Jeremy this week because he's actually going to be playing in Guelph this week.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, we've got the poster right here.
Yeah, this Thursday, December 13th at the Royal City Church on 50 Quebec Street.
Amazing.
It's a non-reserve seating. Doors at 7:15 p.m. Starts around 8. U of G students can get in for $16, and then the general public $20.
Yeah.
And it should be a really great, amazing show.
You said there's a ticket for me if I'm interested in going with you this Thursday?
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, consider me there, because from what I've heard, it's pretty intense music. Like, he samples a lot as well, doesn't he?
So the history of that album, just to do a little quick recap, he went into the archives in somewhere in Quebec. I forget exactly where that is, mm-hmm. where there was audio cylinders of his people from a century ago.
Oh, right. The cylinders. Yeah.
That back then were recorded mm-hmm. of the songs, their songs. And then that was like inaccessible for a century. And because of our not too nice history, mm-hmm. They were starting to get lost from the people, but Jeremy Dutcher was able to research it and apply that into his own songwriting, and he does it beautifully.
To further prolong the history and the knowledge, that's great that he...
And bringing it back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. But mm-hmm. yeah, he's... I don't know. I remember you explained that before. That's brilliant. Because, you know, those cylinders don't last too long, you know, on the grand scale of things. They become very brittle. You know, you can pick one up and it could crumble in your hands kind of thing. So, and I guess that's the album art sort of alludes to the use of the cylinders, right?
Oh, yeah.
The like gramophone, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's called a gramophone because I.
That's why the old record players used to be called. Yes.
Yeah. Or there's something. I think there was another name before them. Like it was the record player that actually played the cylinders.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
I believe it had a different name.
So actually, we are going to be playing Jeremy Dutcher on my own vinyl. Copy, which he signed during Hillside, which I got to see him after the fact. Thank you, Jeremy, for doing that for me, for signing it and seeing me. So, as I'm good at pronouncing the album title, I'm not so good at the track name, so I apologize in advance. We'll be playing two tracks back to back. The first will be Okwun, and followed by do you want to give it?
I think it's the first track is Okiton.
Okay.
And the second track is Nipuwalten.
Nipuwalten.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It takes a bit of practice, but you know, you're ahead of me on that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's Jeremy Dutcher.
Chill some more.
That was Jeremy Dutcher with Okaton and Nipuwalton from Wolastikiek Lintuekanawa. So I would recommend that if you are able or free on this Thursday, December 13th, to come out to see Jeremy perform at the Royal City Church. Hopefully the tickets haven't been sold out yet, because I think in Toronto, his concert there has sold out.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Very, very moving pieces of music he's produced, especially with all the samples of the cylinders, centuries old cylinders of I suppose you can refer to them as ancestors,
mm-hmm.
you know, song and language. Who actually, I'm just finding out now, they're also referred to as the Maliseet. Not just the Wolastikiek, but yeah, anyways, it was just, you know, very, very touching.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he used those original physical copies of the cylinders, you know. Kind of a, I don't want to say guerrilla warfare move on his part, but you know, he's, like I said, you know, by accessing those and, you know, fishing them out of the archives where they would have crumbled otherwise, they would have just been lost, he's given them new life and a new light, which I also believe is part of the tribe's identity. Is they're known as, in you know, sort of Anglo tongue, as people of the new light, or people of the first light.
Okay.
People of the new dawn. But yeah, anyways, very beautiful.
So now, finishing off this first hour, we have new music by Joshua Van Tassel. This is the first time I've heard of him, so I'm not he's right. I have a sheet here saying he's supported a diverse artist roster with different people, like, or one I recognize is the Great Lake Swimmers, but he's released a solo album called Cross Worlds, which is also a novella, or it's a novella and concept album featuring 9 pieces written to accompany the tale of an elderly woman who was left to defend her small island from a force not of this world. Oh, sorry. And then this is the fourth record from Toronto producer, percussionist, Joshua Van Tassel. It's very post-rock and cinematic. So we will be listening to chapter 2 and 3 of his album, named The Old Woman and The Infirmary.